kontrolado ng bawat estado at teritoryo ng bansang Australia ang lahat ng mga batas na nangangalaga sa kapakanan ng mga hayop na matatagpuan sa bansa. Paliwanag ni Dr. Sarah Zaito, ang Senior Scientific Officer ng Royal Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals o RSPCA Australia. Ito ang dahilan kung bakit maraming hanay ng batas ang inilatag para sa kapakanan ng mga hayop.
All of the states and territories do have different animal welfare law that covers welfare in their jurisdiction, but they all do include prohibiting causing harm to animals, so both physical and mental harm. So mental harm would be things like distress and fear, but many of the jurisdictions also have animal welfare legislation, which means that people who are in charge of an animal, they also have a duty of care to animals as well.
Dagdag ni Dr. Zito, sakop din ang mga batas na ito ang mga taong nagmamay-ari ng mga hayop o nag-aalaga. Halimbawa dito ay ang may-ari ng breeding facility ng hayop. Kasama sila sa may responsibilidad na alagaan ang mga hayop.
And duty of care means that the person in charge of that animal must ensure that the animal has appropriate food and water, that they have appropriate living conditions, that any harm to the animal is prevented or mitigated. So that includes providing appropriate preventative care and prompt and adequate veterinary care when that's necessary. You also have the requirement to ensure that the animal can express natural behaviors and that they're handled in a way that is appropriate to the species and not going to cause them harm or distress.
Sakop din ng responsibilidad silang mga taong temporaryong kumukupkup ng hayop sa loob ng tahanan o sasakyan dahil wala ang tunay na may-ari. At ang hindi pagtupad sa obligasyong ito ay isang malaking pagkakamali. Ayon yan kay Laura Wayman-Jones, ang tagapagsalita ng People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals o PETA Australia.
Sometimes some schools request that the action plan is updated every year, but this is not actually necessary because for some children with some allergies, we might only review them every 18 months or every 2 years.
Isa sa may malaking problema na pinagtutuunan ng pansin ng organisasyon sa usaping kapakanan ng hayop ay ang puppy farms o breeder ng mga aso.
It's an intensive business where dogs are housed and repeatedly bred. So they might produce puppies or actually kitten farms also exist for the farm owner to then sell for profit. They can be sold privately, which is often called buying from a breeder, or sold to pet stores.
Ipinapalagay ng marami na ang puppy at kitten farms ay ipinagbabawal sa bansa. Ngunit ang breeder ay maaaring makakuha ng lisensya para magparami at magbenta. Subalit ang kondisyong ito ay sinasabing sobrang lupit, kung saan ang mga hayop ay pinapalaki sa pamamagitan ng aesthetics o hindi natural na pamamaraan at kadalas ay nagdudulot ng issue sa kalusugan ng hayop.
Some states are moving forward in restricting the number of animals that can be bred on a single premises, which is really great. Victoria is probably leading the way there at the moment. When there's so many animals being bred for profit and being taken away from their mothers at quite a young age, the breeding practices can create problems for the animals themselves and the people who choose to purchase those animals.
Sa pangkalahatan, mas mainam na mag-ampo ng hayop sa mga rescue group. Dahil kahit ang mga hayop na inaalagaan sa loob ng rescue centers ay maaaring patayin sa pamamagitan ng euthanasia kapag walang nahanap na mag-aalaga dito. Saad naman ni Tara Ward, isang volunteer principal solicitor sa Animal Defense Office, ang mga katutubong hayop sa Australia ay may special na legal status.
The government retains some level of control over native animals because otherwise nobody owns them. That's why the government regulates how we can interact with wild animals and native animals. And that's in addition to the general animal welfare laws that apply to all animals, whether they're our cats and dogs or they're a kangaroo or a bird out in the wild.
Tinaguri ang isang krimen ang saktan o kunin ang mga katutubong hayop, maliban na lang kung may lisensya na inisyo ang gobyerno. At ang mga endangered species na hayop ay may karagdagang proteksyon. Ayon kay Ms. Ward, depende sa tinitirang estado at teritoryo. Ang mga katutubong hayop ay maaaring gawing alaga o pet kapag may hawak na lisensya.
So you can't just take a native animal from the wild and keep them as a pet. That would be unlawful and a criminal offence in most states and territories. There are a few that don't need a license, some birds or some lizards, for example.
Sa usaping ito, may kaakibat na malaking hamon na hinaharap ang organisasyon dahil nagdudulot ng stress ang maling paghawak ng tao sa mga katutubong hayop. Ngunit may exception dito, sabi ni Ms. Ward.
Most states and territories allow anyone to take a native animal who we may come across in our backyards, or even if we're out but we come across a native animal who is injured or in some way suffering. A common scenario is a native animal who's been hit by a car. The laws allow us to take that animal, which would otherwise require a license, to a vet or a wildlife carer.
Paalala ni Dr. Zeto, ang paglabag sa mga batas sa kapakanan ng hayop ay may mabigat na parusa, kabilang ang multa at pagkakakulong. At dahil iba-iba ang batas ng bawat estado at teritoryo, iba din ang parusa para sa kalupitan at kapabayaan nito.
In New South Wales, the maximum jail term is 5 years. In Queensland, it's 7 years. WA, 5 years under the Animal Welfare or Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act. There's also some pretty big fines, for example, over $200,000 for a single person or over $1 million for a corporation. Those would be the really serious, sometimes called aggravated animal cruelty offences, things like beating an animal to death or something really heinous.
Pinakamahalaga sa lahat, dapat isumbong sa mga otoridad ang mga pangyayaring nasaksihan na kalupitan at kapabayaan sa mga hayop.
If you see someone causing harm to an animal in any jurisdiction, and that includes wildlife, you should call whoever the relevant authority is, and that is often the RSPCA in most jurisdictions. And on our main website, so that's rspca.org.au, you can click on contact and then click on report cruelty, that each state and territory has their own RSPCA as well.
Sino man ang magsumbong ay walang dapat ipag-alala, dahil mananatiling lihim ang pagkatao nito mula sa iba. Dagdag pa yun ni Ms. Wayman Jones, kung may nakitang hayop na nasa panganib ang buhay, gaya ng nakulong sa mainit na sasakyan, tumawag agad sa pulisya. Kung ang katutubong hayop ay may sakit, sugatan at inabandona, agad isumbong sa Wildlife Rescue Australia na may 24 oras na hotline sa numero 1-300-596-475.
Something that's really important to note about Australian wildlife and not terribly obvious is that lots of our native animals are marsupials, meaning that they carry their babies in their pouches. So if you do see a kangaroo, a possum or a koala who's been hit by a car, if it's safe to stop your car, check to see if within the pouch there might be a baby, and if so, call wildlife rescue.
Sa layuning maging kapakipakinabang, pinagsama-sama ng RSPCA ang batas sa kapakanan ng hayop at ang mga mapagkukunan o resources mula sa buong Australia. Makikita ito sa RSPCA Knowledge Base sa kb.rspca.org.au. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Melissa Companioni na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.